Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 34th Torino Film Festival. Today I'm with Thomas Krutoff, director of La Mécanique de l'Ombre, so welcome.
Bonjour, welcome.
So Thomas, this is your first film, you're in competition, so why a thriller, a spy story for a first film? Why did you choose that?
It was the other way around. I did not decide to be a director and try to find a story for my first movie. I just had this idea of a story, and it was a spy story, and I thought, oh, this I can write, and this I will be able to direct. And that's how I came to do this film.
So without spoiling, obviously, since it's a spy story, we will not say too much, but would you care to give us a brief introduction of the film?
It's the story of a middle-aged man that is on the dole, played by François Cluzet, and he gets contacted by a mysterious businessman played by Denis Podalydès that offers him a very simple and very well-paid job that consists in transcribing on a typing machine phone tapped conversations. The guy doesn't know, the hero doesn't know what is the objective of this organization, but he doesn't care. He's the kind of guy who likes to obey rules, and even rules makes him more comfortable. But he gets more, as much as the story unfolds, he gets trapped into an underworld of secret services and political network, and gets stuck into a political conspiracy.
Something bigger than him, definitely.
Of course, something bigger than him, and also he's a character that basically does not want to know. He doesn't he doesn't care about knowing, and since he's really he has the lowest job in this organization, and he works on his own on an apartment alone, he doesn't know anything, and everything is very opaque to him, and we follow him, and him and the viewer have the same level of information, and we ask ourselves the same questions all throughout the film.
There's a curiosity about that, about this process. How did you work with François Cluzet about this process? Because I figured maybe he didn't tell him how he ends. You know, how did you work with him to have this process?
The main direction that we had, and it was something that François said that we were always follow during the shooting, was that we are going to let the viewer do the job. So we don't say too much. François's way of acting is minimal, but I think it's very subtle. So it's minimal because the character is very restrained and it doesn't speak much. But you can access through François' expression and physical jeu, you can access the mind of the character, and but keeping a part of mystery and letting the viewer ask himself the question and find the answer by himself.
I have to say, how did you cast Álvaro Vaguer? What did you think about there? Because I have to say that on paper, when I read about the two actors, I could not really figure them out together. And then I have to say that it works. It works.
Yeah. Basically, the character that Alba plays brings a different dimension to this story. It's a story of a man who will through getting in this mechanic will have to change through pain and through suffering and through sometimes through violence, but also through disobeying and lying and questioning the reality, and part of that is the character that's played by Alba opens up some light of a possibility of life in the very restrained life that the character has imposed upon himself, and so I had initially the character was written to be a French woman, but when I discovered movies and the work of Alba, I thought it would be great, and I was amazed by how good an actress and how versatile she is. The different thing and the originality of what she brings to each of the character, and I thought that it was a story of contrast, and I wanted to have a character with probably different backgrounds. They both come. She comes from another country. We don't really know where she comes from, and we don't care. We don't know much about her. We don't know that much about him, but they just share. They can share a moment of intimacy because both of them are kind of out of touch and kind of lonely. So there is a common ground for a relationship to happen.
Grazie, that's perfect. Yeah. Thank you, Thomas. And good luck for the film since you're in competition.
Thank you very much.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 34th Turin International Film Festival for FRED, the Festival Insider.
FRED Film Radio. 24/7 on FRED.fm and smartphone apps.